We're doing Brachot, we're up to Chet Amud Alef, the two dots in the middle of the page. Azot yitpalel kol chassid elecha le'et mitzo. Every pious person should pray about this, that it should be available for him when he needs it. What's that talking about? Amar Rabbi Chanina, le'et mitzo zu isha. Rabbi Chanina says that's a reference to a wife, she'ne'ma matza isha matza tov. Because a wife is considered something that someone finds. It's called, if someone finds a woman, it's considered that he found good. So, le'et mitzo, a chassid prays about his finding, that's talking about his wife. In Marava, in the west, in the land of Israel, that's west of Babylon, when a person would marry a woman, they used to tell him like this, matzah or motze? What type of guy are you? Are you a matzah or a motze? Matzah, dichtiv matzah isha matzah tov. That one verse says, if you found the wife, you found good. So they asked him, are you a guy who found, meaning found the wife, found good, la'yafik ratzon ma'ashem, and he gets good will from Hashem, or are you a motze, the one who's finding? Dichtiv, as the verse says, u'motze ani mal mimavet et ha'isha. I'm finding the woman to be more bitter than death, King Solomon said. So which one are you? So the morning after the marriage, they're asking him, he just got married, they're asking him, what type of wife do you have? Wrong. They're asking him, what type of husband are you? Are you a matzah or a motzeh? If you walk into marriage and you decide, I found it, that's it, she's Mrs. Right, then you found the wife, you found good. But if you're still finding, if you're spending your life wondering, was this Mrs. Right? I see other girls out there, they're nicer, they're prettier, they're sweeter, they're gentler. If you're still finding after you got married, oh, then it's going to be more bitter than death. It's up to you. It's not about her. Are you, they asked him, what type are you? Are you matzah or motzeh? Are you matzah? I found it. If your attitude is, I found it, then you found good. If your attitude is, I'm finding, I'm still testing the waters, that can't be the attitude the morning after marriage. If that is, it will be more bitter than death. Going back to the original pasuk, that the pious pray for that period of finding, that's a reference to death. Shneimala mavet totzaot. As the verse describes, death is being something that's found. The Braisa says that 903 types of death were created in the world. Totzot is the numerical value of 903 to indicate that there are 903 types of death created in the world. The most difficult is this disease called Askira. The most easy is the death that's called Nishika, as though God kisses a person and takes out his soul. Askira, Adam Yakichizra, Begiv Vadimah, Derachori Nishcha. Askira is death that's like if you have branches that pull at a piece of wool, and when you try to pull them strongly, so then you pull them back, and then the wool gets drawn with it. And other people say, it's like they used to have areas in the sea where they couldn't have any metal, because then there was some strong magnetic force underneath that would pull the ship down. So the only way they could make the ships was with ropes, or they'd have the ship made like a puzzle, but that it would fit so tightly that you couldn't pull it back apart. So then to try and pull that apart would be like to break it apart once you put together this puzzle of a ship. So that's that type of death where it's like pulling, you're trying to pull the soul out, and you basically have to break apart the body to get the soul out. Just like if you pull that branch, you take out some of the wool as you pull the branch away from the wool. So, or either like the ship or like the wool. That's askira. That's that type of death where the body really suffers as the soul leaves. Nishika, but the death of nishika, damya kamishchal benita mechalva. That's like pulling a hair out of milk. Rav Yochanan amar le'et mitzo zo kvura. Rav Yochanan says you pray for a good burial. That's what it means, a good finding. Amar Rabbi Chanina me'ei kra. They rejoice over finding a good burial plot. So you see, the pious are worried about their burial plot too. Rav Shela said, that's what people say. When you pray, you got to pray until the last clot of earth. You got to pray that things go peacefully, down to the last clot of earth on one's own grave. Marzutra said, the pious pray for finding things at the right time. That's talking about finding a bathroom when you need it. And in the West, in Israel, they said, Marzutra's is the best shot. And over there, they had problems because wherever they tried to dig a bathroom, the water would come up from underneath, and they could never make themselves a good bathroom easily. So that was a big problem over there. So they said, that's the best pshat. So we have a myriad of pshatim here, what the pious pray for, anything from a wife to the burial to the last clod of earth to finding a good bathroom.